A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt down before him, and said, "My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. A woman, suffering hemorrhages for 12 years, came up behind him and touched the tassel on his cloak. She said to herself, "If only I can touch his cloak, I shall be cured." Jesus turned around and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you." And from that hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose. And news of this spread throughout all the land. The Broadway musical Wicked is the prequel of the story The Wizard of Oz. It tells how the good witch, Glinda, became good, and the bad witch, Elphaba, became bad. Although it's not obviously quite as simple as I made it sound. At the end of the music, Elphaba and Glinda sing a beautiful duet that begins like this. "I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most to grow, if we let them, and we help them in return." The refrain at the end, "I don't know if I've been changed for the better, but I know I've been changed for good." And in the final refrain, both of them admit that they have been changed for the better, and definitely changed for good, that is, forever. This song and its sentiments are so apt for today's gospel. The individuals who come in contact with Jesus, the synagogue official, his daughter, and the older woman, they are changed, and definitely for the better, and, of course, for the rest of their lives. The beloved daughter of the official is restored to life. Does she grow up knowing how loved she is? And does she share this love with others? Does the synagogue official recognize and accept Jesus as the Messiah? And does the old woman also recognize that she has been restored to life? Bleeding made one impure and untouchable. To have contact with somebody bleeding made that person impure. And for 12 years, this woman would have been an outcast without relationships or physical contact. Her contact with Jesus has changed her life forever. Contact with Jesus for all of these people was for good. And how was Jesus changed by this contact? I imagine that each time Jesus became aware of his divinity, it brought him more in union with the Creator and the Spirit, the oneness of the Trinity. At the same time, compassion for other human beings strengthened his humanity, the threeness of the Trinity. And so Jesus is also changed for the better and for good, that is, for the rest of his life. How has knowing Jesus changed my life? Well, I grew up with an image of God that was a strict and demanding, although benevolent, judge. Studying and praying with scriptures has helped me see another side of God. It's changed my life for better and forever. I now see God through this scripture passage as a compassionate God, wanting to reach out and cure and help and bring others into union with him. a God who's inclusive, who will help children and women, those deemed lesser to in the society. And finally, this is a God who's willing to take risks, who's willing to do something that might be ridiculed later on, to reach out to others who might not be acceptable. I know that I have been changed for the better because of knowing Jesus and knowing God, and that it will last forever. Can you also say, because I knew you, I have been changed for good?